So, welcome back. We took a break for a week for scheduling issues because the guest we wanted to have for our My Chemical Romance episode
What an answer our text
was not a.
messages.
Yeah. So, you can blame her.
Her name is Hannah.
It's Hannah's fault.
It's Hannah's fault. So please hashtag Hannah's fault.
So, we are recording while in a car on a road trip. So,
We will.
the sound is going to sound pretty bad, but you know
Yeah, you
what?
can hear driving
We're making
and
an effort.
yeah. Let's continue our recurring segment of what is annoying Catherine this week. Do you
Ooh.
have?
I had something, but I don't remember what it
Oh
was.
my God.
Jason's kind of annoying me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Just like as a blanket statement, but I've been like around Jason for the whole weekend, so it's a little like more in the
48
forefront.
hours with me is a
It's
lot.
very exhausting. I just need to go sleep right
You know what's more exhausting? Living with myself.
Just being in your body.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking
That
tiresome.
sounds exhausting.
It's
I can't even
tiresome.
imagine.
Have to eat, like, work
Imagine
out.
never getting a break from Jason. That's Jason's life.
Having to wake up to my voice
Ugh,
repeatedly.
that's an oof.
Yeah. My girlfriend's in for a time if we get married.
Oh,
So
I'll keep her in my thoughts.
I came with a disclaimer when we started dating. So it's, you know, you were warned.
Anyways, well, I guess we should do our intro. You always do the intro thing.
I think you can do it today.
Oh shit,
All
that's
right.
crazy. So I guess now that we've done our intro, we can now talk about the 2000s.
I almost cut you off and then said it,
You
and then
bitch.
I almost cut you off
This
and
is
then
why you're annoying me.
yeah. So I've been cutting you off. So I was gonna cut you off and then be like, "Boom,
Because you've
mansplaining."
been fucking interrupting me all goddamn weekend.
Yeah, sorry.
You
It's been
hoe.
a rough weekend. We took
Yeah.
a we took a road trip.
Hell
We're heading back
yeah.
home. We took a road trip
You went to the
to
beach each.
out of we went
Minjaj.
to Outer Banks in North Carolina. If this fucking car can turn left, that'd be fucking great.
Welcome to our Road Rage
Our road rage
podcast.
episode, where you just hear me
Yell at
complain
cars.
about random Confederate flags I'm gonna find on the road and very slow American trucks. So we decided, why not talk about best 2000s road trip songs?
So we're gonna build you a 2000s road trip playlist.
From scratch.
Hell
We're gonna do the
yeah.
old-fashioned way. I'm gonna whip out my iTunes.
I got my classic iPod here.
I have my
First
classic.
gen.
I have my classic right here,
Ah,
my glove
great.
compartment.
You
So
do
it's.
have the old iPod charger in
I
here.
do. I do. It is.
For who?
For whom? It's for me. So
Wow.
I have yet to find a Generation 4 or less charger for an iPod or an iPhone.
They're hard to find now.
Because now they're relics. Like, that cord isn't even white anymore.
You have to like go to
It's
specialty
gray.
stores and order them.
Looks like I ran it over with a tire. Like, who the fuck paved this road? If you can hear this, this is North Carolina.
Welcome to North
What the fuck,
Carolina.
man? Look, the South sucks.
This isn't even deep south.
This is
This
not
is
even
just
the deep
like.
South. This is like shallow South.
Yeah, and this is like beach south.
There they go. Our friends are right next to us. We're in the rocky ass road right now. She's driving. Oh! Actually, there's Hannah right now because we were just with her.
That
That fucking bitch. I swear to God. We were like, we can't do My Chemical Romance without you. And she was like, well, I know, man. No.
Anyways, let's start on our playlist because I have limited battery length on my
Oh, yeah, that's
computer,
true.
and I
Let's
at
hop
least
right
have
in.
a fair number of songs.
I definitely have some in my memory bank, which is my brain.
Great. So, do you want to start or
I think
me?
you can start. I think you've worked a lot harder on this than I have. Granted, I'm
I
driving.
mean, I spent like 10 minutes going through songs
You're also
before
not
we start.
driving.
Yeah, that's super fair. So for me, the first song I wanted to start off with is a song that I just find to be a really great bop. I love to drive to it. And I forgot what words are. Yeah, so it's a great bop. I love driving to it, and it always gets me hype. And you always want to start off a road trip with some
Hype.
hype music, right? So also I'm just super into this song right now. So I picked Untouched by the Veronicas.
That's fair. That's fair. I saw that.
It's
Yeah.
a great song. Yeah, it's definitely a real bop. And just like, I think one thing actually we probably should have started with is like, what do we look for in a road trip playlist?
I think fun, energetic, things that you can sing along with.
Yeah.
And I think overall, enjoyability.
Right, absolutely.
You know, from all genres except country.
That's funny because I definitely put some country on our road trip playlist for this like road trip to North Carolina.
Join me in flicking off Hannah as we drive by her. Fucking asshole.
Anyways, but yeah, no, I agree. Like very much that. Very like upbeat, fun stuff. And I personally like a little bit of diversity in my playlist because if it's all very similar type, like very similar genres.
Yes.
It just, I don't know, time just moves slower.
Yeah, you definitely don't want the same sounds like, for more than 3 hours.
My ideal road trip playlist is extremely chaotic because it's just like, it's just fun in the surprise. Like you never know what's going to pop up next. And I love that.
Oh yeah.
So my playlist here, like they're all bops, but some of it's a little chaotic.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And a lot of it is actually on the actual playlist we made for this road trip.
Yes.
So.
I put in a fair amount of 2000 stuff, so
yeah.
I think for one of my songs, I think would be great. If anything, the whole album would be The Killers' first album, Hot Fuss.
The entire album?
The entire album. Because I think 90% of those songs, or maybe even 100 if I go back, are all bops. And
they
everyone,
are, it's true.
You
They're
can
all
sing
great
along
great
to all
crime.
Of them.
They're all
Jenny
great
Was a Friend
bops.
Of Mine. On Top is like one of my favorites. Somebody Told Me. Mr. Brightside.
Well, if I'm going to add one to this playlist, which one would I have to add? Because I'm going to create this playlist that we're talking about.
I think
right
you
now.
Can play Somebody Told Me. I think that's hype. It's early on.
Yeah.
And it gets everyone in the mood, like, yeah road trip.
See, that's really funny because that's one of the ones I also had
exactly,
on my list. So,
it's
yeah,
perfect.
No, that's
it's perfect. A
perfect. Yeah,
road trip
it's
song.
It really is, truly.
It's a perfect road trip song.
Yeah, I mean, how can you not when I road trip
yeah,
for this?
It's pretty fucking great.
It's a good time. So my next song is a classic, also on our playlist, Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out
Boy.
Yes.
We were hearing this on the way here.
I think it's one of the reasons that, like, I didn't have much of a voice when we got back. Like, I was really tired because I just really...
Because we were singing.
I put it all out in that song, you know?
Our car ride was a chaotic episode of Glee.
It's true, yeah. Because I feel like, actually, we actually spent a lot of our four-hour road trip in, like, silence. Like, we didn't talk a lot. But we did sing along.
We sang a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
We chit-chatted, and then we sang more.
Same for just this morning. Again, very quiet until a My Chemical Romance song came on. We both started singing.
Yeah, after I had my McMuffins, I was just like, I'm okay, but then I was not okay when My Chemical Romance came on.
Yeah, I was not okay.
Ah, yes. I am 12 again with... Much more acne. Much more acne.
Absolutely.
I'm there in homeroom, and we're watching MTV in the morning, because our teacher let us watch it on the TV before class started, so we would just be watching whatever was on TV and hanging out with him, and we'd go through the music videos. This was around the time when music videos, or MTV, was still somewhat relevant in 2005, 2006, so... when this video came out, it was, the Buzzworthy title, so it had, like, the little graphic, a Buzzworthy video, because they were still up and coming. And I'm like, oh, yeah, and I was obsessed. I was hooked.
Yeah. Oh, I think, actually, now that I think about it, I think another good trait for road trip playlists is if you're, like, in a group of people, it's not just you.
Yes.
I think it's, when I'm making a playlist, I think of, like, what is everyone else going to enjoy?
Yeah.
Like, this is a good time to break out those popular songs and not just put on a bunch of really obscure stuff that, like, everyone may not know. Because it's never fun listening to a playlist where you only know a couple of the songs. Like, for a road trip playlist.
Yeah,
you know?
I know full well I'm not going to put, like, The Prodigy and Nine Inch Nails all over this road trip playlist. Because then I would be the only one enjoying it.
Right, that's the thing. Like, I'm not saying every song you have to put on has to be a crowd pleaser.
But just cover the bases.
Yeah, like, you need to cover the bases so that way it's not just like, oh,
it's
a bunch
solo.
Of...
It's not a... You can't sing alone.
Right, exactly. Like, it's not fun if you're the only one enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, my song is going to be Toxic by Britney Spears.
Oh my god, that's also on mine. I love it.
Yeah, because it's fucking
Yeah, you know, for obvious reasons.
It makes everyone feel like a pseudo slut. So
it's true. Like,
I already took off my shirt. See, I've already taken off my shirt.
It's true. He just took his hands off the wheel to take his shirt off real quick.
I mean,
actual fact.
Live free, right? Mm-hmm. Die young.
Truly.
Speaking of, I think I'm going over like 20 over the speed limit.
It's because Toxic got you too.
Yeah, dude.
Too high.
Toxic
got
me
hot.
Planted my foot into this.
Too hot under the collar.
I'm ready for it. I want to be toxic.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's the next one I picked is very much alike. This is a song I especially listen to on road trips because of just the theme of the song.
Yes. Okay,
Thousand
so
miles,
I have
you know?
Massive issues with this.
I know you do. And I don't give a shit.
Look, it's a great sing-along song.
A Thousand Miles.
I feel two things towards this. I feel like Britney in Crossroads, and I feel annoyed because I know this will be in my head forever.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you just, like, need to feel like Britney Spears in Crossroads every now and then, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you need that.
Cheap. This also, fun fact, this when you play the piano chords to this song, like that intro, it's not allowed in a Guitar Center. It's one of those songs that's been, like, all banned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like,
that's
that
so
song
funny.
By Adele.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone Like You. If you play that, like, they'll make you stop.
That's so funny.
You can't play Tearaway to Heaven.
See,
in Guitar Center.
When I'm on a road trip and A Thousand Miles comes on, I just, like, want to be on it. Like, I want to be playing a piano on top of the car, you know? Like, on the highway. Like, that's where I want to be when
in the back of in the back of some Ford truck.
Just, like, banging on a piano, because I don't know how to play the piano. I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb. I can only play Mary Had a Little Lamb, nothing
noise.
Else.
Just random noise.
Anyways, like, we love Vanessa Carlton. As
yes.
in, like, this one song, because honestly, I don't know the rest of her music, but I'm sure it's fine.
I don't think she knows the rest of her music. I'm sure her whole set list is just that song.
Oh my God. Probably.
So my road trip song has been a song that I've been listening to earlier this week a lot.
Yeah.
It is What's My Age Again by Blink-182.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody likes you when you're 23. Dude, it's iconic as fuck.
It's a good one, yeah.
Iconic, still relatable. Still, actually, no, not relatable, because who... In 2019, you shouldn't be prank calling people. It's just like, we have so much technology to know it was you.
True,
yeah, What's My Age Again? Classic. What the fuck? A rock just flew into my windshield.
Great. I love almost dying.
I know. Yeah, I remember this video. It was amazing. It was just those assholes running through the streets ass naked. An iconic music video. And then they parodied themselves in all the small things where they shot a bunch of different music vids from other people, and they did themselves, but they had, like, small people go out and pretend to be them, so it was just, like, tiny people running through the streets as naked.
I love it.
It was pretty great.
Yeah. Very iconic. Yeah, great song for a road trip.
I did it. I won.
Good job, Jason.
Woo!
You won. You beat me at my games.
Now you can hop out the car.
My next song is Bulletproof by LaRue.
Wow. I'm not a big LaRue fan.
I'm not either, but, like, this song is a classic.
I would hear this all the time in the mall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I heard this all the time,
yeah.
And I would just hear her screaming the lyrics, and I'd be like,
this is the song where you, like, take a break from singing along, drink some water, and just, like, enjoy the upbeat music, but, like, it's not really a sing-along song. But you need a break every now and then, because then you get tired, and then when you do have a great sing-along song, you're like, well, now I can't sing because I'm too tired.
You should insert some kind of
You need the breathers. You need some breathers.
Definitely,
but, like,
need some background music.
You still want to have fun,
yeah.
But, like, you need a room to breathe,
yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
It's important in the pacing. Much like a good movie, you have space to breathe, as well as...
Yeah, you need that song so you can check your email. And this is, like, that one song.
It's true.
We are now approaching a bridge where the right lane is closed. I love when construction...
Thanks for the update.
I know. I love when construction workers close a lane
And then nothing's happening.
And nothing is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, it's a classic, one of you should at least be scraping the road, so I think you're doing something. Oh, yeah.
I got stuck in a traffic jam on 95 once at 11:30 p.m. Because they closed all but one lane. And so there are all these cones cutting it off. And then when you get to the end of the cones, there is one truck with no one near it or in it sitting there. And that is it. That was the entire thing. There was no work being done on the road. It was just some cones off so a truck could be parked
in a lane. Yeah, there's literally no work right now.
And that's it. And I was so mad because I was in a I got stuck in like 20 minutes of traffic late at night. And I'm like, I didn't drive here at 11 p.m. to get stuck in traffic.
There's nothing worse than being in traffic in the middle of the night.
No, it sucks.
Because it's like, there's, everyone should be asleep.
Exactly.
I do have a song that I just thought of. Uh-huh. It will be Fireman by Lil Wayne.
Oh my god.
That is a classic. I remember.
Easy Baby.
Yes. You heard this shit? Everyone ran to that. It's like, yeah! It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Wheel.
It is a timeless classic from, I believe, the Carter 2. The Carter 1.
See, every time...
Or the wrong mixtape album. He's had so many albums that I could not keep up after I turned 18.
If I'm driving and I have a song with sirens in it, I get, like, really paranoid. Because especially if it's a song I don't know well, I just, like, think that there's, like, sirens around me.
It's either a Lil Wayne song or... We're being bombed.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they're also processed in a way that, like, it really sounds exactly like an ambulance or police car would sound, like, from a distance.
Fuck yeah.
And it really freaks me out every time. But this one is more like air siren.
Air siren.
Like,
the bombs are coming.
Yeah.
The British are coming.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Yes, but Lil Wayne, always great party music. When you feel like remembering your youth. Because, man, he's old as fuck.
It's true.
That's fine. I don't expect Catherine to be like, you know what was great? Wayne. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, it's true.
She has, the Carter albums tattooed on her back.
Oh, my God.
Just all up in there.
All right, well, my next song is one that's more of, like, for the lulz than anything else. But it is a song that I do, like... begrudgingly enjoy. And that is Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts.
So...
Like, it's a little bit for the joke, because it's Rascal Flatts, but also I kind of enjoy it, and I will sit here and sing along to that song. I know it's for the joke.
So basically, this song started playing early on our road trip here.
It did, yeah.
And... pause for a moment and enjoy what the fuck is going on with these fire trucks.
Like, someone's dying.
Someone forgot to turn off the stove. Damn, what is popping off? Are they training or like... Oh, they're just having fun.
Wow.
Bullshit. Offended. They're trying to fulfill someone's make-a-wish.
Oh my god.
To be a firefighter.
I'm dead.
God, we're so offensive.
I'm not that bad.
We're offensive as a collective.
Don't drive, pull me in.
Speaking of offensive, well, you are offensive for playing Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was one of the first times that you told me to get out of the car, so.
Yeah, that was one out of, like, the 20 times I told you.
Well, sometimes when I make a playlist, especially if it's just me and Jason, I'm like, well, I gotta fuck it up a little bit, you know? I gotta diversify a little. Because I know I'm gonna add a lot of music that you would never add.
Because we all know Catherine's known for diversity.
You wanna fight me, Jason?
Boom! Dude, you set that up so well.
You bitch.
It is a catchy tune. I'm just not a fan of that sound or that band.
Yeah, and that's fair.
If I can call them a band.
Yeah, and I'm not a huge fan of Lil Wayne and that, like, that sound either. So.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, and again, this is where
it's
like...
You don't like bomb sirens.
And this is where it's like, you don't have to, like, not every song has to be a crowd pleaser long as it's not, like...
No. Bold,
you know.
It can't
so I'm gonna add Rascal Flatts. You're gonna add Lil Wayne, and I'm cool with it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because that's just how it is. It's a balancing act.
Yes.
Just don't be that asshole that only adds stuff that you like.
Yeah, don't be that dick that just plays Rascal Flatts in the fucking car.
Because that's not cool.
No one likes that.
Especially if you're that person who, for like a 2-hour car ride, adds like 7 hours of music. Don't do that. That's super uncool.
That's me.
Because then, You really are. Yeah, you are that person. That's me. You absolutely are that person.
That's me. I get carried away. I love Nikki Playlist.
And it's easy to get carried away if you aren't, like, actively trying to control yourself. But what happens is then the other person, in order to, like, hear any of their music, also has to add 7 hours. And then you have 14 hours of music for a two-hour car ride, and you're not going to hear most of it.
That's true.
So that's the sad thing, you know? That's when it gets difficult if you have a bunch of people all added to a playlist, especially if they have different music tastes. Because I feel like we do have a lot of overlapping, which we are seeing in this episode.
That is
like,
good.
We have overlap.
I will say, I will add a song, but it's not 2000s. It is from this year. It is the Jonas Brothers song.
Oh, Sucker?
Sucker, yeah.
You know, it's not even 2000s, but you know what? Jonas Brothers is 2000s, so I personally am so here for it. I'm so into this song.
I enjoy it. It's amazing the music you can make when you're not controlled by a corporation.
It's such a great song. I'm
like, it's a great bop, it's enjoyable.
It really is, yeah.
The music video is just like a Gucci campaign ad.
Oh my god, yes.
I'm 1000% certain they've shot fashion ads in that castle they were in.
Oh, probably.
And it was pretty cool that they got all their wives / fiance to be in it.
Yeah, that was fun.
It's just like, Jesus Christ.
I also am still shook that Kevin has gone from, like, no one knows where he is to, like, fully in the public eye.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, he's like, I guess it's nothing has changed except the wife and kids part.
Yeah, he just got a haircut.
Yeah, it's just now, you know, he's a dad now.
You know, it's fuck ever.
Yeah.
Still playing the bass.
Yeah. Did you see the, I think it was on the James Corden show?
Yeah.
The little skit they did. Just the second I saw that set, I was just transported.
Oh, yeah. No, that was like, that on Corden or Fallon?
It was on Corden.
Where they're just like, whoa, and like Kevin Jonas quoted Borat going, "My wife."
And
so I was like,
good.
Oh man, this is
so good.
This is pretty good. And they had them all their wigs and the hair.
Oh yeah, oh my god, that
wild.
Killed me.
Wild.
Nick's wig. I'm like, man, brought Dude, back.
Nick's
but he's
wig.
Like way more buff
well,
now.
Joe's wig, if anything.
Oh,
remember he had straight hair.
Oh my god.
I missed that,
Joe.
Joe Jonas looked like an actual anime character.
He really did, yeah. Well, that was the look in
the
2000s.
That really
you know?
Was that look.
It was the look.
Yeah, if you can animate the Jonas Brothers, I think I'd watch that anime.
There's a reason why a lot of people who were emo in the 2000s are into anime now. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Like,
I co-sign that.
There's a lot of similar aesthetics there. There's a lot of overlap.
Because if we could talk about anime in the 2000s, guys, strap the fuck in.
Oh, boy.
I got a list for you.
Wrong show, Jason.
Yes, I know.
Well, my next pick is a classic, in my opinion. It's a truly iconic song, and I don't know if anything else will ever really stand up to it, and that is Telephone by Lady Gaga and Beyoncé.
Oh my god, yes. Can't even hear it. It's fine. You hear like a mandolin. You know what I'm really mad at is I didn't put that on this fucking playlist.
I mean, I'm gonna add it right now. I don't know why.
Yeah, add it anyway, and I'll play it like you.
I'm pretty disappointed by us right now.
Fame Monster is my favorite Lady Gaga album. That
also,
is
that music video, so iconic.
Wild.
So iconic.
The colors, the editing.
Yeah, and there's
outfits, the choreography.
And a few months ago, there was this post that's been circulating around that's like a screenshot from the end where they're like. Oh, like, we're never coming back or whatever. And someone's like, and they never did.
They never
and I'm
back.
Still upset about it. I need another Lady Gaga Beyonce collab because, I don't know, it was so iconic. I'm still upset over it. It just goes so hard.
It was peak 2000s for me. Like, that later half of 2000s, this was like peak.
I was
just blown away. I was like, I don't know what I'm listening to, but this is wild.
Yeah.
I will add another Lady Gaga song, Alejandro.
Oh, absolutely.
That shit gets me out of my jeans. I'm all
out
in
of
it.
Your jeans.
Out of my jeans and into nothing. And into the abyss.
Oh my gosh.
Proud Gigi, look at this. Great grandmother. A lot of funky license plates out of here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I love those vanity plates.
They're gross.
They're always garbage.
They're trash. There was one I saw the other day when I got into work that just said, yeah.
Jesus.
I've never been more appalled in my life. This lane seems to be going slow. This is supposed to be the left lane, which is the speedy lane.
This is the south. Nothing matters. So my next pick is another song that was on our actual playlist that I actually, like, I kind of rediscovered it a couple weeks ago because I kind of forgot. It was one of those 2000 songs that kind of, like, I really liked it in the 2000s. And then since then, it kind of slipped through the cracks. Uh-huh. And I heard it, and I'm like, I forgot how hard this song slaps.
Uh-huh.
And that is Paper Planes by M.I.A.
Oh, man. This can slip through my crack any day.
That's so disgusting.
I am.
It's just, I don't know, it's just such a bop.
You hear that, Jay? It's like this fucking game time.
Yeah, it's such a good song, you know?
Fly like paper, get high like planes.
It's true.
And the gunshots, bop, bop, bop. Just imagine a bunch of 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds pointing the finger guns into the air.
It's all, it brings me back to middle school so
hard.
All
I want
to
do is pop, pop, pop.
Really brings me back.
Man, it's so cringy if you were to see yourself doing it.
I mean...
Smaller us, longer hair me, and just like...
It was like, honestly, the Top 40, back when I listened to Top 40, was all very cringy.
Yeah, fuck, I can... Yeah, I can I blasted that shit going into work, and it's just... just feels so good. So like every other point. I do have one. Let me think real quick. I think I'm gonna pick, Jay-Z, Big Pimpin'.
Big Pimpin'?
It's not on Spotify.
It isn't?
No, Jay-Z, so Jay-Z, if you have not known, launched Tidal.
I found a version of it by Jay-Z and Linkin Park. It's Big Pimpin' / Paper Cut.
Oh, play that? I've heard this live.
Waste your talent, Randy.
Do you want me to just add this in
place? Add that shit, yeah.
All right.
I'm surprised it's not on Tidal, too.
Someone made a playlist based on the song.
I mean, you gotta be Big Pimpin'. Big Pimpin' was one of, like, the one of the most vivid rap videos I could remember ever. And it was just Jay-Z, a bunch of chicks on a yacht, Dame Dash with, like, two bottles of Henny in his fucking hand.
Oh, my God.
Smoking a Dutch and just, like, enjoying, like, rich life. And I was just like, I want to be just like that.
Jesus.
But, like, less women. Like, in fact, just no one on the boat but me. Just fucking chilling there.
Oh, my God.
And it's just, like, Big Pimpin'. They're just, like, on, like, a cruise. They're just chilling. Then they're on the beach smoking cigars. Big Pimpin' spending that cheese. You know, it's fucking... it's iconic. This was pre-Beyonce J.
Early Jay
was still rapping, flowing, sounding good on the beat. Before he got old and, like, kind of forgot how to rap. Before he became a mogul. Before he betrayed his best friend over a business deal.
Damn.
Yeah. I wish I could talk about that in a whole episode. It's dramatic as fuck.
Alright, my next song is a classic. This ain't a scene, it's an arms race by Fall Out Boy.
God damn, alright.
Exactly.
What if Patrick Stump was actually pushing weapons through, like, Israel?
Oh my God.
This Israeli gunrunner.
No, I've seen there was a tweet somewhere of someone, like, making fun of the live version of the song because he's just, like, singing noises, like, he's not enunciating at all. And I think he replied to it.
Really?
Like, look, you try doing it.
Yeah, you try doing that shit, like...
Yeah, especially with a whole set.
Live,
I'm like, I couldn't do that.
10,000 people looking at you, like...
Oh, absolutely.
Like, you know, we have 30 songs to play for you assholes.
Oh, yeah.
And none of them are Sugar We're Going
And his
down.
Vocals are crazy, you know?
It is a... It's a very great song. It's type of song.
It really is, yeah.
I loved it. I remember watching the music video, which was great.
Yeah,
this is when they got big, and they started, like, rappers started liking them. They would appear in their music videos. I was like, what the fuck are you doing here?
So funny.
Like, what the fuck? Fuck, bro?
Jesus.
I was waiting for this right lane to finally close. I'm like, when they said it's closed, but I don't see anything. Let's see what my song is. I believe I'm going to go with Green Day, American Idiots.
Good one.
Yeah, And really, that whole album was iconic as fuck. Shit.
It's true.
Great.
It's a good one.
You know what's funny is I was researching copyright music on podcasts.
Yeah.
And they were like, don't do it. You can take a risk, but here's the thing.
They're like, there are arguments you can make, but if you look
it's
at it
tough,
black and white, you just
also,
fucking can't.
Also, the laws haven't really caught up with the times.
Right.
Because there aren't, like, streaming laws, so it's very wishy-washy.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of gray area.
Also, this...
Are they supposed to be there?
No, this asshole, like, went off-road into the right lane where it's we're not supposed to, and... Please tell me it's a guy or a woman.
Oh, it's a lady in a sweater.
It's a lady in a sweater and a Jeep, and she just went off-road into the do-not-drive lane and drove because...
She has a Jeep. She can do what she wants. She doesn't even need roads, Jason.
Yeah, but it's not even in her name.
Anyways, moving on. You just added the song, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, you did American Idiot.
American Idiot.
So my next song is a real just upbeat, I'm really feeling myself kind of song. This Jeep's about to be screwed because there's a cone.
Yeah, I know. It's, look,
there's a cone in the middle of the lane.
You just word back in. Fucking idiot.
Idiot.
Are you serious?
Anyways, my next song is Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
Oh, my lord. God.
This is my karaoke song.
This is every women's razor commercial.
I love that song, you know? Just like, you know?
Yeah, I do.
I just, like, you know, but the book is still unwritten. I have a whole life ahead of me. I can feel
it's,
hope.
That's, like, the theme to George R.R. Martin writing Game of Thrones. It's all unwritten. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he listens to that as he plans murders in his book.
I hope so, you know. It's a mood. It's just, I don't know, you know, it's a purifying song.
Here's a great purifier. My pick. It will be... Walking on the Sun.
Ah, yeah.
By Smash Mouth.
Oh my god, I hate you.
Now you have to play it. I should have added that to this fucking playlist. Ah, oh, so mad. There was so little time to add songs, and there were just bands I forgot.
Gotta find it.
This is the beginning of every comedy trailer in 2002. James and Brody were headed to camp when suddenly they met a hot chick.
I hate it so much.
It's so accurate, isn't it?
So much.
Walking on the Sun. We've talked about this. We've talked about Smash Mouth.
Too many times.
Need I say more?
No.
Easy Bob, Easy Breezy. This is Walking on the Sun. It's just like drop top, driving through Miami, blasting that shit with visors and frosted tips.
Oh my god.
Easy. And with the flame shirt. Flame button-up shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. That exact outfit.
My next pick is Fergalicious.
Ah, yes.
Of course, by Fergie and Will.i.am.
I was waiting for Fergie.
I mean, the first second you know exactly what you're listening to, you know you're in for a party.
This is the part when, like, the DJ in the club goes like, all right, can I get all the women into the dance floor, please?
Like, I wish I was kidding when I said Fergalicious taught me how to spell delicious, but I'm not.
Ladies.
It really did. It really did.
And all the women from the bar with, like, their drinks in the air, hey!
I used to know all those words. I don't anymore. I still know a lot of them, but...
I think Fergalicious should be a Christian hymn.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I think I have a pretty good one. I think I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Usher, Yeah.
Ah, that's a good one. That is a good one.
That Usher, that whole album, I could just... So this was in the era of Crunk. When Lil Jon was just everywhere. He was on every album, every feature, and all he had to do was just say, yeah, what? And, you know,
honestly,
let's party. That's all he ever had to say. Imagine making thousands of dollars, possibly, probably millions of dollars, just kind of saying five words.
I'm going to start my rap career by just saying skirt in a white girl voice over a bunch of songs.
Now, usually we spell
Skirt, skirt.
Skirts with no I and an extra R.
Yeah.
So it's S-K-R-R-T, but the way Catherine says it, it's like the one you wear. Skirt.
Yeah.
It's like the one you wear.
Skirt, skirt.
Skirt, skirt. It's like if, it's like.
What about squirt, squirt?
It's like if Siri was reading Migos lyrics.
You know what a squirt is?
Squirt?
Yeah, it's like a skirt that has like shorts in it.
Oh,
so you have like the freedom of movement, you know, and you don't have to worry about like exposed. It's very much like, especially like when you're a kid, you wear it a lot because
skirts.
Like, let's be real, kids can't be trusted with skirts.
Yeah, exactly.
So like that, but like squirt, squirt. I think it'd be fun.
So what's your song, Catherine?
My next song is the song we were actually just singing along to earlier. I'm Not Okay, I Promise, by My Chemical Romance.
Ah, yes. When your parents just don't understand.
It's true, you know? Sometimes you just need to pretend you're still an angsty teen in a car, driving, telling your parents, it's not a phase, man.
I mean, this is
I'm
exactly...
not okay.
This is exactly what we're doing right now.
It's true.
Yeah, so let's see what I have in my toolbox of a brain.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm going to go with... What was that one song?
What is that one song, Jason?
I think it's... I'm going to go with Holiday Inn by Chingy. I believe Chingy did that because Chingy had one album. If he had another one, no one cared.
Yeah, no, it's not on here.
Wow. Wow.
Otherwise, I'd play it. Sorry,
wow.
Bro.
Wow, so a dead song. Doesn't exist.
Just go with that one.
Yeah, just don't listen to Chingy. What was I thinking?
Oh, boy. Well, my next song is Heads Will Roll by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
A good hype one.
I have another Yeah 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 song.
Oh, great.
This is when, like, you're kind of bottoming out of energy on, like, the past the first hour of driving.
Yeah.
And you play Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maps, you kind of bottom out, enjoy. I know how to play that on guitar. This one note.
Of course you do.
Learned it by ear. It would be... Let's see. It would be the D note. On the high E on the guitar. I believe that's it.
Okay.
If I'm wrong, don't quote me.
I will quote you. I will specifically make the description of this episode quoting you saying that. Mm-hmm. Be like, someone please correct it.
The D note on the high E. The D on the high E. And, yeah.
Huh?
Welcome.
We in Virginia, BG.
Virginia.
All right, my next song is Walking on a Dream by Empire of the Sun.
Oh.
This is another good, like, breather song.
Empire of the
Like,
Sun,
you get to, like, decompress a little bit, you know?
I'm definitely going to put another Empire of, song from Empire of the Sun. We Are the People. That was the first song I heard from them. Free Fest 2012. My friend's super obsessed with them. This song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This song, man. Shit gets hype.
Of course it does.
It makes me want to shoot flares into the sky and wear, like, literally blue, glittery blue makeup.
Oh my god. You got a mile.
Okay,
you
cool.
Dubs. On South Battlefield Boulevard.
Make a left.
Yeah.
Alright.
Alright, my next song is another song I'd love to get hyped to while I'm driving. Hung Up by Madonna.
Ah, yes.
That ticking.
Then explodes.
So good.
Yes, it is.
Such a hype song.
Yeah, that was like one of her, that was when like, she was coming with like new music in like the 2000s.
Oh yeah.
And this video came out and that shit was crazy. It was everywhere. Nominated
yeah, yeah.
all the time. The song
yeah, yeah.
was great. And she sampled ABBA and kind of elevated that song.
It's so good. It's so good. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm so into it, because I also love ABBA.
It's like...
And just, like, you combine the two, and I'm like, I'm truly thriving.
Play this at my wedding.
Yeah.
It's like... Always
use
pluck
the
up...
left 2 lanes to turn left onto South.
We're not balling like
that.
Do you
feel like you're on a road trip with us?
Yeah. And here we are. We're making this left turn.
Our first turn in 50-something miles.
60, if anything. Goddamn. I'm gonna go with... Sum 41, Fat Lip. Yeah.
Nice.
These are just
nice.
Hype songs. I think
it's
my last
great,
one...
because it was already recommended for this playlist.
Perfect. I think
yeah,
my
yeah.
last one will be a very mellow-y song.
Oh, boy.
Be a mellowy song.
All right, let me.
I will listen to this song before the sixth grade, or the fifth grade, I think, before heading off to the school bus.
Oh, yeah.
I would put on MTV, eat my little waffle,
yeah,
and then head on out.
See, it's perfect because my next song is In Too Deep by Sum 41.
Oh, my God. That song, too.
So good. You know? I really like how alike we think.
It's gross. But it's also because
it's true.
Our moon signs, like my moon sign and your sign, match up.
What's your moon sign again?
Gemini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my moon is a Scorpio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, it's all cyclical,
yeah,
man.
My sun is a Gemini, my moon is a Scorpio, which means I'm the worst.
I'm a Leo and Gemini.
You are truly a Leo.
I'm a chaotic
such a fucking
beast.
Leo. Kills me.
Also, we're driving by this water treatment plant that looks like a penitentiary.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a water treatment
plant. I see the sign.
Yeah, it doesn't even, like, that sign has not been changed since, like, the 80s. It's that one Mariah Carey song that we talked about. Definitely talked about the song. We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
With Wentworth Miller glaring at you with those blue eyes. We out here. Yes. Skirt.
Oh my God. Garbage.
The trap version. Chop and screwed. Yeah. That song, great. Music video, awesome. Introduced me to Wentworth Miller. The beauty of a man. That man is just staring at you with chucks in those blue eyes. Jeez. He's like, girl, I want you. And it's just like, fuck, I think he wants me too. And I just get transported into the television.
My last song, I tried not to repeat artists too much.
No, I feel that. I mean, we literally went choosy.
Yeah. But besides, I think I repeated I repeated Fall Out Boy once because it's Fall Out Boy. I'm going to do it.
Dude,
like,
yeah.
But the only other repeat I have is another Madonna song, 4 Minutes by Madonna featuring Justin Timberlake and Timbaland.
Ah. More ticking.
What's also another hype bop from Madonna.
I think Madonna was very underappreciated in the 2000s.
She really was.
In the 2000s.
I feel like she wasn't on my radar in the 2000s, which sucks because now I'm finding all this music from the 2000s, and I'm like, why wasn't I aware of this?
Well, it's
because
she was just so massive in the 80s, and then, like, I don't know what happened in the 90s when the 2000s just kind of made this resurgence. So it's like...
Truly. Yeah.
It really made a difference.
I also want you to know that for your sake, I did not put All Time Low on this playlist, but I was pretty close.
Hold on. Let me even out the road so I can applaud you.
You bitch.
You did it, man. Way to go. You did it. You've reached an all-time high.
God damn it, Jason.
Now we can end.
Get
out
of
my
face.
Now we can end this on a high note. Join us next time.
Hopefully with a little better sound quality.
And hopefully we will finally talk about My Chemical Romance.
Someday.
This is how big of a band this is.
Yeah.
That we've been holding back for weeks and trying to get this to happen. And, yeah.
Yeah. We need our resident expert who ditched us, so.
Yeah.
Someday, though. Someday we'll have it. We also have an emo part two coming at some point. So what will be next week? You know what? It really depends on scheduling.
Yeah, because it seems like working a lot next week and you're gone.
Oh, I am gone.
You're gone.
I'm forgetting about that. I'm always gone.
Yeah.
Where am I? Who am I?
Catherine will be in Atlanta.
Catch me in the void.
If you find her, you'll get a shout out in the podcast.
That's incorrect. Don't find me. I don't like interaction.
Find Catherine.
Absolutely not.
There are very few 5'2" people in Atlanta.
Jesus.
Most of them are children.
Do we have any listeners in Atlanta?
I think so.
Really?
I think last I checked, we're
pretty
big.
Maybe 0.5%.
We're pretty big in Chicago.
Why? We have 10% of our listens come from London, and I'm like, who is listening to us there?
People need to escape Brexit somehow.
I don't know anyone who's there.
They're going to go back to a time when Brexit wasn't happening, which was the 2000s.
I guess. Anyways, thanks for listening, for joining us on this trip. I hope you enjoy our playlist. Because I think it's a bop, and I will continue. I do think I'm going to listen to this playlist when I'm driving.
Share it? I think we should share it.
We should share it.
We should put this on Spotify. Spotify.
There you go. All right. Thanks for listening. Gucci.
Oh, my God.